Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I usually create actionable content that's relevant, realistic, and practical, stuff that you can do before you hit the sack tonight. Now, I've said usually because this episode, I do have a little something that's actionable at the end of the episode, but it's not going to be like the actionable tips that I've had because this isn't an actionable tip episode. This is an interview episode. I'm going to give you some background about it. But before I do that, I want to ask you, how did the mindfulness actionable tip go for you last week? If you missed it, it's affirmationpod.com/mindfulrights. And it's something that's very easy to apply in your life and to help you get present in the moment. The episode before that one was the morning affirmations. And so if you missed that one, the link to it is affirmationpod.com/morning. I hope you enjoy those episodes. Since launching Affirmation Pod, I've been connecting with amazing listeners like you. And one of those listeners is Jen Gray, where we had an email conversation about a few things, but one particular question she had for me sparked an idea, which ended up becoming this interview that you're going to hear. I'll post the part of the email in the show notes so that you can see it. But basically, she was asking me why I don't have my photo up on my website or social media or anywhere else on the internet. So in the spirit of keeping it real, I asked her if it was okay when we have our Skype call to record my answer to that question, because it's one that many of you have, if not all of you. She happily agreed, and it ended up more of a conversation slash her interviewing me. So I guess I'm the first guest on the first interview episode of Affirmation Pod. There's a couple of notes I have before I play the interview. One is the whole Skype call was 2 hours long. We talked about the podcast. We talked about motherhood. We talked about technology. We talked about my worksheets. We talked about my upcoming journaling pod course. We talked about standing desks. We talked about glass bottles versus plastic bottles. There's a lot we talked about. So I just took the chunk where we talked about me and the podcast. And so some of it will sound edited, and that's because it is. There's a couple parts that actually stand out as sounding quite edited, but I wanted to make sure I maximize your time. And there were some parts where we were just going on tangents, or I was giving a long story that really didn't make a difference to what the answer is. So I hope that's okay for you when you listen to it. The other thing is the audio quality isn't ideal. Jen doesn't have a studio setup or a podcasting microphone. So we just did the best we could, and I hope that that's okay. I cleaned it up as much as I could. So I'm just about to press play on the recording. I really want to thank you for tuning in and listening in, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a bit more me talking freely away from an affirmation script, and me just, you'll hear me in conversation with another person, which you have not heard yet. So sit back, relax, and I'll catch you on the other side. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
It's so good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. This is awesome that I get to hang out with you for a while.
It is super awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Like, I'm so excited and actually like a little bit nervous because I'm such a huge fan of your podcast.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you so much for all of your like super amazing content.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. And you know what? All this stuff that I create is for me too. I'm just grateful for actually the medium of podcasting that I can share it and I can share it with people around the world. And so it's been really, really cool hearing from different people.
So I have lots of questions for you, but wanted to thank you for one more thing before we get started real quick, which is how like genuinely invested you are in your listeners' well-being. Like, I thought it was so cool. Like, in your last episode of Affirmations for Healthy Living, you actually invited us to email you, which was like so cool. Like, I've never heard a podcaster do that before. So obviously I was like, heck yeah. Like, I want to email you and tell you you're amazing, because I've been trying to figure out how to contact you for the past like however many months.
Yes, thank
so,
you.
And then when I did, like, to get such a personal response from you, like, I felt like we were friends already.
Yeah.
Like, that was just so cool. So thank you for that.
And like,
do you get a ton of email?
I'm getting more and more. I'm totally getting more and more. And it's really nice because I've kind of opened it up there, and you don't know. It could be crickets or it could be people actually like saying hello and just kind of sharing who they are. And like, you're going to find out I'm not the most out there person. I'm not the person who's going to like reach out a lot, but then that's okay too, right? That's why I kind of put in that episode. Like, if you want to just send me a virtual high five right now and you're not a person who's going to email, like, I'm totally good with that, right? If people are listening and maybe someone's listening to this right now and like, yeah, I would email her, but I'm not comfortable with that. That's totally cool. Just, I love that you're using my content. I love that it's helping you. If it's helping you, keep using it. If it's not helping you anymore, don't use it, right? So.
Oh, it's totally helped. I mean, before we became e-friends, I was listening to Affirmations for Healthy Living like every day. And you were basically like my e-therapist. I mean, that show is seriously so valuable. Like, what made you decide to start it?
Oh, wow. Well, how did you find the podcast, by the way?
I think I was searching for guided meditations and I think I found the grounding one and I was like, oh, the show looks cool. And then found the rest of them from there.
And that was in?
It wasn't maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
You've been doing it for a while at that point.
Yeah. So I got an iPod, a 2 gig iPod one time, and that was in 07. And then I discovered podcasts. I just fell in love with podcasting, the medium. Then I started thinking about if I could podcast. And that's when I invested in a course. I invested in the Podcasting A to Z course. So that's when it kind of all came together and I decided to create a podcast. And then it got out there. But you know what? It took a while to catch on. Early 2015, end of 2014, that I started to see the downloads go really high. That's when I actually thought, okay, there's an audience there. I want to start thinking about doing something to connect with them and to maybe give them some more things and make it into a business, make it into this passion that's not mommyhood.
What's your favorite episode you've ever done?
She jumps into it. I love myself. I knew that was in me to create the I love myself because I've worked as a counselor and so many times I've seen people who just, they do destructive things and don't love themselves enough to take the steps out of whatever's hurting them and how they're hurting themselves. And loving yourself is something that until it becomes real to you, it's just not going to happen. And I'm not even saying listening to my episode is going to make it real. I'm just saying that I hope that for some people, when they are ready and they are making it happen, it will add to what they're doing.
That's something that I definitely struggle with. And I do love that episode because you helped me get into this frame of mind where I think about who I am and why I do the things that I do. And actually, like, I have like more confessions for you when I ask about your first worksheets.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself? Your stress levels, your mental health, your energy. I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today.
I was going to ask, like, do you listen to your own podcast?
I do. I will say I probably don't listen to it as much as the listeners. It's kind of like, you know, like actors when they make a movie and then they're like, I don't want to watch it, because you kind of like, you're your own worst critic. And that's partly why I remastered a lot of them for Affirmation Pod.
So do you edit all of your own podcasts?
I do.
Do you love editing or do you hate it?
It depends. Because the episodes are not long, this one will be the longest, and I am going to edit a bunch of this out. It's not bad at all. And that's the other thing with the affirmations too and the meditations. Like, I don't say, hello, this is Josie, and I'm, you know, like, I don't introduce it, because the first time it's great, but then when I keep listening to it, it's like I just want to get to the affirmation, right? So it sounds a little strange maybe for people who are just hearing it for the first time, but it's intentional so that when you're ready and you want to hear that, you can do it. You don't need to hear me at all just talking about it. So I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but...
No, totally. So do you script your affirmations beforehand or do you just like, do you make like bullets, or are you just like totally winging it straight off the cuff? Yeah.
Not off the cuff, not winging it. totally scripted. But I will say the I am clear, affirmations for clarity, that one, I was just in a time and headspace where I was like, you know what, I'm just going to push record and I'm just going to talk. And so I did edit.
You know, I actually noticed a difference in that one, and I liked it. I liked that it was a little bit different, that it was more like you just like kind of talking. I liked the other ones too, yeah. But I did notice a difference in that one.
Yeah, and Rowena, a listener in Australia, she said the same thing. She was like, what? She's like, this one feels like you're like in my unconscious mind, right? It was like, actually, that one I didn't script, so it might sound more like the unconscious mind.
The whole like speaking extemporaneously, that is definitely still on my work on it list.
When you're a podcast editor, you notice how you speak, or whoever you're editing. It's like my dentist always says, oh yeah, I don't always recognize people's faces, but I recognize their teeth, right? Sometimes I like start recognizing from just the way people all speak, trying to edit out, trying to not say the ums or uhs or big breaths so that it's less work later. You don't have to edit it.
So speaking of recognizing people's faces... when I first got into your show, so I went looking for a website or an email list or product or like something, anything. I was like, where I could find more of your stuff, and I like couldn't find anything. Who is this person? Where is she? Like, is she in witness protection or something?
You haven't heard the next episode. I actually mentioned that you asked if I was in the witness protection program, and it'll come out in a few days.
So at this point, you use animated icons for all your branding and like for your profile photos. Like, do you mind if I ask, why is that?
It's a great question, because it's an obvious question. And that's kind of what, thank you, Jen, because it inspired why we're doing this right now. Because I was like, you know what? I should really like, and I say this in the next episode that's coming, I was like, keep it real and like, you know, talk about it. But I think it would come out better like if in a conversation than in a me just kind of, this is why, right? Like in a monologue. So no, first of all, I'm not in the witness protection program. Oh, you're eloquent to ask a question that way. Now, I'm sorry. Just, no. It's like getting right to the point, which is, you know, why? We don't have time for fluff. I'm fairly private in my offline life. So I want to stay true to that in my online life. And I know that's nowadays, the standards, like, you got to have your photo of yourself, your last family vacation, your dog sleeping on the couch. Like, we live in a world where Kim Kardashian shows off her boobs and Justin Bieber shows off his butt. So, like, a picture, what's, you know, that's nothing. And I actually really struggled with this because I was like, okay, if I'm going to come out from behind the affirmations and talk more, then people are going to want to see who's talking. What do they look like? And I had to come to a point where I was like, okay, I have to really draw a line in the sand for me and my comfort level and be out there without being totally out there. And for myself, I wanted to be myself and do what feels comfortable for me and still deliver content to my audience. So, and I can't quote which podcast I was listening to, but there was a period where it was like, they kept saying, you know, be yourself. And I was like, okay, but if I be myself, I'm not going to put my picture, I'm not going to put my videos out there, whatever, right? And it's like, okay, well, then that's being myself. And I think it's something that I'm grateful for you that I can communicate that. And, you know, it's just who I am. I also keep in mind internet safety. And I had an experience online with someone that made me uncomfortable. And I mean, it's so natural and easy to talk to people online now that you don't know at all. And most people are super cool, super helpful. They're like, you know, fabulous people like you. You know, like I've met so many people on. I met my husband online. So it's not like I can say talking to people online is terrible. It's not. But there's the other side of it. And I think it's a very small percentage. But and I'm intentionally choosing not to be too detailed on this. But I think this can also be a reminder for us and anyone listening is that if you ever feel uncomfortable with someone you're talking to online, follow those instincts. Don't ignore them because your instincts are telling you something. And sometimes we're trying to be too nice or whatever. We give them benefit of the doubt. But you know what? If you feel that way, there's probably a reason. So is that enough? Do you want
more? That's a great answer. I mean, I was just curious because generally people who are going into some kind of online business, they're trying to get themselves out there. I'm over here hunting you down like, who are you? I want to tell you how much I love you.
I will share, like, that thought went through my mind, like, well, you could be a person who is an example of somebody who is online creating content but isn't showing themselves through pictures and videos and things like that. I can show myself through other ways, like we're talking now, right? And my work can speak for itself. And I know a lot of businesses suggest to, yeah, get yourself out there, right? And there is huge value in that. It's really effective. However, I'm a person who's going to try and make it work without. And so we'll see. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I kind of feel like if it bothers you a lot, whoever is maybe, you know, listening, then you don't have to listen, right? Like, my podcast is free. You don't have to even subscribe. And if you're okay with it, then let's keep going on our journey, right? Like, I'm totally starting something new. And as long as I'm having fun, this will keep going. And that's kind of my thoughts and philosophy around it. So that was Jen Gray interviewing me, yours truly. The instructor and leader in me wants to make this point first before I have a few announcements about the podcast. I put a quote up in the Facebook group a couple days ago, and the quote is, "Be yourself. Everyone else is taken," from Oscar Wilde. And I want to encourage you in this episode hearing me talk about how I'm going to be myself and I'm going to podcast and I'm going to have online courses and I'm working on an ebook and different things I'm doing. I'm going to be myself. And when it comes down to it regarding this podcast, I know this podcast is going to last if I'm going to be myself. And if I'm not going to be myself, this podcast won't last. And so what is it for you? Is there an area where you're not truly being yourself or you're afraid to be yourself because of a limiting belief? And so for me, I could have thought, I'm not going to be able to relaunch this podcast and expand it and turn it into a business because I don't want my picture out there. If I believed that, you and I wouldn't be talking now. And so where are the limiting beliefs that prevent you from being yourself, your true, genuine self? Just like no two snowflakes are alike, no two fingerprints are alike. Of course, your unique and special is you. So that's not the actual tip, semi-actionable tip for today, but it was just something I really wanted to say since we're on the topic of being ourselves and me being myself.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
So a few other things I talked about during my time with Jen was the I Love Myself, the most downloaded episode. So I'm going to link to the audio version and the video version of it in the show notes in case you're interested. And the show notes you'll find at affirmationpod.com/witnessprotection. You're not going to forget that. I know it. affirmationpod.com/witnessprotection. I'm also going to link to the virtual high five episode in case you weren't sure what I was talking about there. I also want to say this is the last episode before I do the draw for the School of Greatness book by Lewis Howes. So I have 6 worksheets to give you if you sign up for my email list. They'll come to you over a period of 4 weeks. However, for anyone who signs up before November 1st, you're actually going to be in the draw for the book. I got the message from Amazon that the book is going to arrive sometime the first week in November. So I'll be happy to open it up and read it myself and ship one off to whoever wins the draw. And now for the actionable tip that I wanted to tack onto this episode. I've started a Facebook group and I'll have a link in the show notes. We all know now how to get to the show notes, affirmationpod.com/witnessprotection. And here's what I'm going to do. In a couple of days, I'm going to post a question. And that question is, what's one thing you're going to do for personal development in November? And it's an opportunity for everyone in the group to share something they will do in November for their own personal development. And my intention, my plan is to post this question in the Facebook group before November 1st so that people have time to think about it and post it by November 1st. And then bring it back up at the end of November to see how everyone did, to see how I did. So it's a way of accountability without being too intense, because I think one thing in 1 month is achievable. And I'm all about the lowest hanging fruit. Hashtag encouragement, hashtag support, hashtag living our best lives. I'm also super excited to share something that I've been doing behind the scenes, which some of you have discovered through my website. And that's that I'm creating an online journaling course. And thank you for those of you who have purchased the course. Really, totally appreciate it. And I'm so stoked to create this. It's so far, it's been a ton of fun. I've been recording some of my lectures, but what really has got my energy up is I've been creating guided journaling MP3s to complement guided journaling PDFs, which are all going to be included in the course. If you're interested in taking my course, you have the choice of purchasing it pre-sale or purchasing it when it's launched. The launch price is $297 US and the pre-sale price is $89. Once I launch it, I know I'm never going to have it. Even if I have a discount or anything else, it'll never be under $100. However, I've priced it under $100 right now because when you purchase it, you've got to hang tight until I finish it. It's taking some time because I really want to give you the best quality content for the time that you're putting into it. And Jen and I actually go into this in the interview, but I left it on the cutting room floor. I may play it at some point in the future, but I wanted to keep this episode under 20 minutes. To sign up, head over to journalingpod.com. Speaking of Jen, thank you, Jen, so much for calling me out on not having a photo and for taking the time to just hang out and do something for the listeners, for the audience, so that they can get to know me and also get to know why I don't have my picture up and get to know how I create the podcast and get to know a bit about my philosophy and just to hear my voice in a different setting, context. If you are listening to this episode and something in it has sparked questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email me at josie@affirmationpod.com. I typically reply within 24 hours. Again, my email address, josie@affirmationpod.com. Thank you again for taking time to connect in. You've got a few options on taking some action here. You could join the Facebook group. You could sign up for the email list. You could sign up for the online journaling course, which is at journalingpod.com. But most of all, the action I really would like you to take is to be yourself. This is Josie from affirmationpod.com, your home for personal development. Thanks for connecting in. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.